Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported by various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. As usual, we're going to start off with Duke performances. And coming up on Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium, we have the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. Tickets are $20 to $42 and $10 for Duke students. Cuban dance music's greatest champion is Sierra Maestro founder Juan de Marcos Gonzalez, the Quincy Jones of Cuba. The singer and trust player's big band, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, represents the cream of Cuba's instrumentalists. That's a quote from the All Music Guide. Its 1997 album, A Todo Cuba Le Gusta, was the first to be recorded during the legendary Buena Vista Social Club sessions, while 2005's Grammy-nominated Step Forward was a bold new statement for the future. Again, that's a quote by All Music Guide. With invigorating singing, horns, piano, guitars, drums, and a variety of traditional Cuban instruments, four generations of musicians whip everything from bolero to salsa into a learned but boundless dance, local in its substance and universal in its appeal. Again, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars are playing Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. For more ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 919-684-4444. On Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m., Anna Mora will be performing at the Carolina Theater of Durham. Tickets are $20 to $42, and this is for reserved seating, and $10 for Duke students. Fado music resembles American blues in its soulful candor, ringing shades of bittersweet longing from the voice and the 12-string Portuguese guitar. Formerly seemed déclassé, like bachata and tango before it, Fado is now a worldwide sensation, thanks in no small part to the young luminary Anna Mora. Mora grew up singing in the Fado houses of Lisbon before stepping up, armed with a flexible reverence for tradition, to the world stage. With her gorgeously smoky voice and commanding personal magnetism, she makes each song a series of small dramatic surges, and that's a quote from the New York Times. Sparkling with glimmers of hope, hints of sensuality, passages of melancholy, glints of determination. With an acoustic basset, drummer, pianist, and six-string guitars augmenting the traditional guitarra portuguesa, Mora's music will sound ultimately rich in the Carolina Theater, an unusually compact venue for a star of her magnitude. Again, Anna Mora is playing Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Richard Smallwood and Vision will be performing Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m., also at the Carolina Theater of Durham. Tickets are $24 to $48, and again, $10 for Duke students. Composer and pianist Richard Smallwood is gospel's singular visionary, a gospel music hall of famers whose songs are as likely to be recorded by Aretha Franklin as Yolanda Adams. Smallwood makes the choir sound like a symphony, layering endless subtle shadings and textures into a music of majestical exaltation. Smallwood founded his first gospel group, the Celestials, at Howard University, where he studied voice, piano, and ethnomusicology. He became one of gospel music's leading recording artists in the 1980s, with the Billboard chart-smashing The Richard Smallwood Singers and the Grammy-nominated Textures, and added new standards such as Center to My Joy to the canon. Now Smallwood brings the 21 majestic voices of Vision to the luxurious but comfortable Carolina Theater in the heart of Durham for an evening of conceptually dazzling, musically riveting praise. Again, Richard Smallwood and Vision are performing Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m., the Carolina Theater of Durham. And for more ticket information, you can call their university box office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 919-684-4444. coming up for the North Carolina Symphony. And as usual, information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. Coming up March 15th and 16th is Elgar's Enigma, and this is part of the Raleigh Classical Series at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, that used to be known as the Progress Energy Center. It's located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh, and it begins at 8 p.m. Grant Llewellyn is the music director and Ingrid Filter on piano. Mozart Symphony No. 35, Haffner, Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1, and Elgar's Enigma Variations. For the North Carolina Chapel Hill series, that will take place in Memorial Hall, the UNC campus in Chapel Hill. This series also begins at 8 p.m., and Memorial Hall is located at 208 East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. We have Elgar's Enigma on Sunday, March 24th, with William Henry Curry as the resident conductor. Mozart Symphony No. 35, Haffner, Wagner, music from Die Meistersinger von Neuburg, and Elgar's Enigma Variations. We have some performances to tell you about at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC. DPAC's located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Anything Goes will have a performance March 19th through the 24th. All aboard for this saucy and splendid production of Roundabout Theatre Company's Anything Goes, winner of 3 2011 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival and Choreography. One of the greatest musicals in theater history, Cole Porter's first-class musical comedy is sailing to the Triangle, starring critically acclaimed actress Rachel York as Reno Sweeney and directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Kathleen Marshall. The New York Times calls it a musical comedy joy, and USA Today hails it as glorious and exuberant. When the SS American heads out to sea, etiquette and convention gets tossed out the portholes as two unlikely pairs set off on the course to true love, proving that sometimes destiny needs a little help from a crew of singing sailors, an exotic disguise, and some good old-fashioned blackmail. Peppering this timeless classic are some of musical theater's most memorable standards, including I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top, and of course, Anything Goes. Don't miss what the AP exclaims as so delightful, so delicious, so lovely. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. The show length is 2 hours and 45 minutes, and that includes a 15-minute intermission. The event dates and times, Tuesday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 20th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, March 21st, 7:30 p.m., Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m., Saturday, March 23rd, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, March 24th, 1 p.m., and again at 6:30 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, Seth Meyers on March 29th. SNL's Seth Meyers will bring his stand-up comedy straight from the Weekend Update desk to the DPAC stage on March 29th. Seth Meyers recently returned for his 11th season on Saturday Night Live as a cast member and his 6th season as both head writer and Weekend Update anchor. In 2011, Meyers won the Emmy for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics for host Justin Timberlake's musical monologue. He was nominated in the same category in 2012 for host Jason Segel's monologue song. Meyers has also garnered 5 additional Emmy nominations for his work as a writer on SNL and the 2011 special The Real Woman of SNL. As the sole Weekend Update anchor, Meyers charms audiences as he lampoons top news stories and entertains fan-favorite guests, including the outlandish and uber-trendy correspondent Stefan, as well as the perpetually ill-prepared singing duo Garth and Kat. Before focusing his attention solely on Update, Meyers was a regular player in sketches, performing numerous characters. He also returned to host the 2011 ESPY Awards on ESPN and headlined the 2011 White House Correspondents Association dinner to rave reviews. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 admitted to the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Again, Seth Meyers will be performing Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and Richard Thompson Electric Trio will be performing DPAC on March 30th. Three American music legends, one night, one stage. In celebration of a new collaborative album to be released, that has been released on February 26th, Old Yellow Moon, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell are embarking on a series of tour dates this spring, including a stop at DPAC on March 30th. Emmylou Harris's contribution as a singer and songwriter spans 40 years and includes 12 Grammy Awards and a Billboard Century Award. She has recorded more than 25 albums and has lent her talents to countless fellow artists' recordings. In recognition of her remarkable career, Harris was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. Rodney Crowell is a multi-Grammy Award winner whose songs have been recorded by Johnny Cash, Norah Jones, Etta James, and the Grateful Dead, among others. His 1988 breakthrough Diamonds and Dirt generated 5 number one singles and a Grammy Award for the song After All This Time. In 2012, Crowell released Kin, Songs by Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell, which made its debut at number one on the Americana and Country Rock Album Chart. His honors also include an ASCAP Lifetime Achievement Award and membership in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Richard Thompson's latest album, Electric, comes in what is arguably his most creatively productive period in a career that stretches back some 45 years, back to his emergence as a teen guitarist and songwriter with the groundbreaking Fairport Convention, the band that essentially invented the term English folk rock. With his dozens of albums consistently high on critics' polls and guitar skills that have earned him a top 20 spot on Rolling Stone's list of best guitarists of all time, Richard Thompson's many facets only seem to get more, well, multifaceted. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 admitted into the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Again, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and the Richard Thompson Electric Trio will be performing Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. And for those of you who'd like to plan ahead, Smokey Robinson's coming to DPAC on April 5th. Don't miss one of the most iconic figures in American R&B, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend and Motown pioneer Smokey Robinson coming to DPAC Friday, April 5th. Smokey Robinson is responsible for much of what is known as the Motown sound, having written, produced, and performed a vast number of the label's signature hits. Over his 5-decade career, Smokey founded the Miracles, scouted talent like the Supremes for Motown, and has helped define pop-oriented soul with his smooth tenor voice, impeccable timing, and profound sense of lyric. The Miracles dominated the R&B scene throughout the 1960s and early 70s, and in the mid-60s, Robinson became vice president of Motown Records, serving as in-house producer, talent scout, and songwriter. He later returned to a solo career where he continued his tradition of hit-making. With over 4,000 songs to his credit, Smokey's many Motown hits include his solo classics like Cruising and Being With You, The Miracles' Ooh Baby Baby, Going to a Go-Go, Tears of a Clown, and The Tracks of My Tears, The Temptations' My Girl and Get Ready, Mary Wells' My Guy, Marvin Gaye's I'll Be Doggone, and many more. Covered by The Beatles' You've Really Got a Hold on Me, Captain and Tennille, Shop Around, and Ella Fitzgerald's The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, Smokey was deservedly awarded Kennedy Center Honors in 2006. Robinson has achieved numerous other awards, including the Grammy Living Legend Award, NARAS Lifetime Achievement Award, an honorary doctorate from Howard University, and the National Medal of Arts Award from the President of the United States. He has also been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Again, Smokey Robinson will be performing April 5th at DPAC. And for ticket information about any of these performances, you can call them at 919-680-2787. At the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, which was formerly the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, on March 16th at the Memorial Auditorium, we have Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan has proven himself a major talent, beloved to a wide range of audiences, achieving accolades and awards for his stand-up comedy, acting, and writing. His clever, quiet style has made him one of the top five most successful touring comedians in the country today, and his CDs and DVDs have reached platinum sales. Gaffigan has an unprecedented number of appearances on Late Night's Letterman and Conan. His writing and voice work on the animated series Pale Force for Conan led to nominations for both a Broadband Emmy and a Webby Award. Gaffigan has had breakout guest appearances on many comedies and dramas, ranging from HBO cult hits Flight of the Conchords and Bored to Death to dramatic roles in all three versions of Law and Order. In recent years, he's also become a mainstay on the big screen with memorial roles in Going the Distance, Away We Go, and It's a Kind of Funny Story. Gaffigan will next be seen alongside Jennifer Connelly, Ed Harris, Pierce Brosnan, and Greg Kinnear in the highly anticipated film Salvation Boulevard, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 2011. Again, Jim Gaffigan will be performing at the Memorial Auditorium on March 16th. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Also coming up is at the Duke Energy for Performing Arts is Sinbad on March 22nd. Goodnight Comedy Club and Broadway Series South have announced comedian Sinbad will bring laughs to Raleigh on Friday, March 22nd. Now, this will take place at the Fletcher Opera Theater, again in the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the top 100 stand-up comedians of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has built a loyal following by taking audiences' painful trials or embarrassing tribulations of day-to-day life, throwing them back in their faces, and causing an uproar of comedic hysteria. Sinbad is internationally known for his starring appearances in hit movies like Jingle All the Way, playing opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger, House Guest co-starring the late Phil Hartman, and let's not forget his film debut, Necessary Roughness, where he did none of his own stunts. He has starred in the television sitcom A Different World, as well as his own series, The Sinbad Show. Entertainment mogul Quincy Jones sought out Sinbad to host UPN's first late-night talk show, Vibe. He also recently appeared as a recurring guest star on the Showtime original series, Resurrection Boulevard. Sinbad has even written a self-help book entitled Sinbad's Guide to Life, Because I Know Everything. He has drawn legions of fans from his HBO highly rated comedy specials, Brain Damage, and that was in 1991, Afros and Bell Bottoms, 1993, Son of a Preacher Man, 1996, and Nothing But the Funk in 1998. Sinbad has also appeared on the FX television series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Most recently, Sinbad was seen in the third season of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice. Again, he will be performing at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh on March 22nd at 7 p.m., and the price for the ticket is $35. And ticket information, again, you can call 919-996-8700. Also coming up at the Fletcher Opera Theater is Fifty Shades the Musical. And this will take place April 2nd through April 6th, with ticket prices ranging from $30 to $47. Again, at the Fletcher Opera Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. 50 Shades the Musical, the hilarious parody of 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon, will premiere in Raleigh on April 2nd. A sexy, hysterical musical romp, 50 Shades the Musical is a laugh-out-loud night of fun that you won't want to miss. A resounding hit at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Chicago and New York, 50 Shades the Musical opens with a ladies' book club deciding to read 50 Shades of Grey. Through their interpretation of the novel, the audience is led on an uproarious roller coaster ride of this unlikely bestseller. The show is full of dance numbers and original songs delivered by an outrageous cast with a live onstage band. Join the global sensation and experience the show that has had sold-out audiences in New York and Chicago screaming for more. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Drew Carey's performance on March 22nd and 23rd has sold out. However, they did add another show for March 21st. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located in downtown Raleigh at 861 West Morgan Street. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. From road comic to superstar, Drew Carey has had one of the most successful comedy careers in the business. He exploded onto the national scene when Johnny Carson dubbed him as one of his favorites. From there, Carey soon had his own sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, followed by the hugely successful and popular Whose Line Is It Anyway, where he served as host and ensemble player in the improv-style show. Currently, Drew is the host of one of the most successful TV game shows of all time, The Price is Right. Again, the Goodnight's Comedy Club just added one more performance for March 21st. Ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. And we have time to read you some upcoming events through Pinecone. First up, for some folks who like bluegrass, the Bluegrass Jam happens every second and fourth Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. You can email them at ashort@bellsouth.net. For people who enjoy the blues, the Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam is on the third Friday of every month from 7 to 10 p.m. at Port City Java. Port City Java is located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-232-5282. Mudbone's Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. The Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-401-1979. The Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing is every Sunday night from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Newcomer lessons will start at 6 p.m. Ballroom dance will be the first Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. And for those of you who like salsa, they will have salsa dancing second and fourth Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. All this takes place at the Elks Lodge, located at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. There is on admission of $6 for members of the Carolina Dance Club and $10 for guests. For more information, you can call them at 919-494-2300. The Triangle Stardusters Ballroom Dance takes place at the second Saturday of every month from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio, located at 4702 Garrett Road in Durham. $7 for Starduster members and students, $12 for others. Couples and singles are welcome, and for more information, you can call them at 919-942-7232. Old Time Music Session is every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strains Violin and Guitars, located at 1116 Broad Street, located in Durham. You can call them at 919-286-3801. The Old Time and Bluegrass Slow Jam is on the first and third Mondays from 5:45 to 7:30 p.m. the Arts Center in Carrboro. For information, you can go to their website at artscenterlive.org. There is a Dulcimer Jam every Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. The first Thursdays at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. And the third Thursdays, the Carolina Dulcimers at the Carol Wood Retirement Community in Chapel Hill, 750 Weaver Dairy Road. And their phone number is 919-413-5568. The Irish Music Session will be Sunday, March 17th, 24th, and 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Tiernanogue, located at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. Tiernanogue and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy their traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at CREATCONST@bellsouth.net for more information. Bluegrass Jam on Monday and March 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, located at 225 South Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9@hotmail.com. The Shape Note Sing will be on Sunday, March 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Shape Note Sing is typically held the fourth Sunday of each month. Shape Note Singing is for everyone. Beginners and experienced singers are welcome. Music is available. For more information, please call Linda Hamburger at 919-233-4630. And finally, coming up this week, Friday, March 15th, Shannon Whitworth will be at the Art Center in Carrboro. For more information, you can call them at 919-929-2787. Ari and Mia will be at the Community Arts Cafe in Winston-Salem. You can call them for more information at 336-724-9393. Sanctum Sully will be at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro. You can call them for more information at 336-272-9888. And all those performances are on Friday, March 15th. Saturday, March 16th, Barefoot will be performing at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Phone number 919-929-2787. Howard Levy and Joe Craven at the Triad Acoustic Stage at the Mac and Mac in Greensboro. The Infamous String Dusters at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. You can call them for ticket information at 919-821-4111. Bill Redding's St. Patrick Concert will be at the RA Fountain General Store in Fountain, North Carolina. You can call them at 252-749-3228. And all those performances are on Saturday, March 16th. On Sunday, March 17th, we have Howard Levy and Joe Craven at the Popular Night Spot in Aberdeen. Phone number 910-944-7502. On Wednesday, March 20th, Mebbinsville will be at the Irregardless Cafe. You can call them at 919-833-8898. And finally, on Thursday, March 21st, we have Carolina Lightning at the Blue Note Grill in Durham, and you can call them at 919-401-1979. And the James King Band is also performing Thursday, March 21st at Tiernanog in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-7795. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen again next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.